USA Radio News.
A federal grand jury indicted Robert Bowers, a Pittsburgh synagogue shooting suspect, on 44 counts, including hate crimes. Bowers could face the death penalty for the shooting death of 11 victims. Barry Werber was in the synagogue on Saturday morning. He joined CBS to share his experience.
I hear a series of shots, and by that time I knew they were gunshots. And then a pause, and then another series of shots, and a pause. I'm trying to talk to 911. Person walks in, and the door shuts, but I had long enough time to see that he had a jacket, shirt, pants, and a long gun.
A mafia hitman who is said to hate rats is under suspicion for the slaying of former boss and crime boss and longtime FBI informant James Whitey Bulger. Bulger was found dead hours after being transferred from Florida to a West Virginia prison. Prison officials believe two inmates were involved. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there, I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
The man suspected of mailing over a dozen potentially explosive packages to high-level Democrats, as well as CNN, was apparently planning to send those packages for months. Here's an update from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Prosecutors say shipping labels matching those found on packages were saved on Cesar Sayoc's laptop as early as July. They were in a file that also included the address of South Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, which was used as the return address on those packages. While evidence against Sayoc continues to be collected, prosecutors say what has been found so far is overwhelming. However, Sayoc's lawyer claims prosecutors don't have a very good case against his client. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Boston Red Sox celebrated their World Series victory today with a parade in downtown Boston. Estimates are between 500,000 and 1 million people showed up for the festivities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Democrat Stacey Abrams is running for governor in Georgia. Now, she's locked into a tight battle against Republican Secretary of State Brian Kemp, and most people believe right now the race is within the margin of error for both candidates. Abrams was on The View Tuesday, and she was asked about her position on gun control.
And let's be clear, I am not anti-gun. My great-grandmother taught me how to shoot when I was growing up in Mississippi. I like trap shooting. I like target shooting. I don't hunt because I mostly eat chicken, and that just seems mean. However, I know that the most responsible gun owners understand that they have the responsibility for the firearms and making sure that only responsible people have those firearms. That's why I believe in a background check. I believe in a 3-day waiting period. I believe that those who commit domestic violence and stalking should not have access to weapons. I do not believe that weapons of mass destruction like the AR-15 belong in civilian hands. I think they should be prohibited from civilian use. I've shot an AR-15, and I think you probably have too. And while it's an amazing amount of power, it also is an amazing amount of destruction, and there is very little that can be done to protect vulnerable communities when the AR-15 is present.
And regarding the logistics of this, McCain then asked Abrams if everyone would be turning in their currently legal AR-15s, to which Abrams dodged the question. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.